in the weekend, weekend. Partying, 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 partying. Fun, 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 fun. Partying, partying, partying.
Oh, yeah, it is. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. We are partying on this Friday, so I hope you get out and do something fun. Talk lines are open at 884-9910, and of course, always at Monica at 991fmtalk.com. Let's go to those phone lines at 884-9910 and check in with Mike this morning. Hi, Mike. What would you like to talk about?
Hey, good morning, Monica. I've been listening to you for a while. I sent a few crazy emails. I really like your show. You put a lot of good information
out there.
Thank you. There's something I found out yesterday that just twisted my bucket, and that is Mexico has socialized health care. Were you aware of that? I wasn't.
Yeah.
I'm sure a lot of people aren't aware of that except the citizens. So here we are. We got the left advocating free health care for all illegal immigrants, illegal aliens, whatever you want to call them. They're illegal. If they're that sick, they can just go home. Why should we have to pay for that?
Because our health care is better. So they want better health care for free. And then it's not just the health care. It's not just going into the doctor and getting a checkup. It's everything you get after you get into this country and that you say you're coming from health care. Remember that elected representative that actually went over to the border and crossed the border and brought that pregnant woman into this country so she could get good health care? That U.S. representative. It's because she gets everything afterwards as well. She now has an anchor baby, and they can get welfare and all the other stuff. And
well,
it's just
health care can't be that bad because you have a number of Americans that travel down to Mexico to have procedures done because it's cheaper.
Yeah, but Mike, I was just watching Botched yesterday or last night, and a woman who went and got butt implants there had to come back to this country and get them fixed and be taken care of. So, you know, what is that saying, Mike? You get what you pay for?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Absolutely. Here's something else that
I want. Like my neighbors, they used to travel down to Mexico and go on vacation. Well, the husband had a heart episode. Well, he was virtually held prisoner there because they said, you better check the balance on your credit card. It's not enough. You better call your relatives and have them start sending some money. They had to max out their card just to get a private jet to San Diego just to get out of there. And they still wanted $6,000.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it was like that Midnight Express trying to get out.
Yeah.
I've heard a number of
stories
like
that. I guess it's not just the drug cartels that are keeping people captive.
I'm telling you.
Just one of the things we have to fix, Mike. I mean, things have gone so far and gotten so crazy in this country because of that liberal, progressive, whatever you want to call it. Get this. This is a story I'm going to share. And since you're on the line, Mike, I'm going to get your opinion. New York University Gender Studies Department is publishing a paper right now that says milking cows is like sexual abuse.
Oh, my Lord. Yeah, they'll try any
What do you think about that?
Did you see I saw somebody on TV the other day that was saying that now that they have Beyond Burgers that are vegetarian, there's no reason to have a cattle industry because it was a PETA representative. It said the cattle industry was polluting the atmosphere with all the resources being used to produce beef. That now we need to just stop eating beef completely and go to these vegetarian alternatives.
People for tasty and delicious animals. I love that. You know, Mike,
pollution factor.
It's already gotten into our politics. It's gotten into our medical care. It's gotten into our school systems. We have to turn it back. We have to be louder than they are now. We have to be more aggressive than they are now. We've been able to live this good life thinking that everything was going to be taken care of, that the people that we were electing were the right people, and it's just like we have to start all over again. We're low man on the totem pole when it comes to reason, common sense, and, you know, having to pay for everything.
They don't seem to care how loud we scream. You look at the, like the,
wow.
I live here in Reno, and I'm a transplant. I'm a California refugee trying to get away from all
Me
that.
Me too. Me too. But I didn't bring any of that bull stuff with us.
Exactly. You got to leave that at the border. But you watch these city council meetings, and people are just screaming about what's going on in the North Valleys, and they just sit there and smile and in one ear and out the other, and they don't care how loud they scream or how many lawyers they bring. They're going to do what they're going to do. In my opinion, we just have to vote them out. That's the only way to do it.
Exactly. But how do we vote them out? Unfortunately, you and I have to be out there pounding the pavement saying, hey, this is what they have done. This, and this. This is costing you this much money. You have got to stop voting for these people. Because that's what they're giving their friends stuff. So they're getting the campaign finance that they need. And we need to get rid of campaign finance and say, you know what? This is how much money you get to spend, and that's it.
Budget
Use it
limits.
Wisely.
Budget
yeah,
limits.
Yeah, exactly.
Air limits. You know, in the last presidential election, I had they appeared to be UNR students pounding on the door advocating Hillary. And they get a list of your name from the election office if you don't run it confidentially, and they look for all your conservatives. And they're beating on my door, and I answered it, and they said, well, I'm voting for this and voting for that. And I said, excuse me, young man, when was the last time you ever paid taxes in your life? And the young guy looked at me, to his credit. He didn't know what to say. He'd never paid taxes in his life. I said, you go out and get a job or try to get a job or a career and start paying the taxes and then come back and knock on my door about what you're advocating. They were speechless.
You know, Mike, unfortunately, that's because that's what's taught in the university system.
Yes, it is.
You know, they're putting it into the textbooks that are coming out for elementary students now, because California, you know, that's where the big publishers are for textbooks for the schools, that capitalism is racism. It's a fight, and people still haven't gotten involved yet.
They're rewriting history.
And it's incredible.
Common Core. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Have you ever had any dealings with Common Core? You pull your hair out.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I took my little sister from Big Brothers. We went and played miniature golf, and we were trying to add up our scores. I suck at math, and I had everything all added up, and she was still doing the, you know, okay, put these two together, it's this. Put these two together, it's that. And I'm just like, what are you doing? She goes, This is what they teach us to do in math class. And I'm like, that is absolutely ridiculous.
It doesn't have
she
to be
never
correct.
Did finish
it. Just
it
has to be close. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. Oh, my gosh. Mike, thank you so much for the call. And you make great points. And I keep shaking my head because that's it. We have to be involved. We have to get involved. And whether it be with one of the different parties, and I hope you knew that already, but just like Mike said, all of the political parties go to the Registrar of Voters, and actually they don't even go down, they just pull it up online, and people can see what political party you belong to. Now, I've never had a Democrat knock on my door. Republicans usually knock on my door. You know, Republicans usually go for the independent vote is what they're looking for. They call that the swing vote. Those are the people who, you know, I'm not really Republican. I'm not really Democrat. I don't want to deal with all this BS. So what do? You register as independent. Does that get us any further? I don't know. I used to be under the understanding that I voted for people. I voted for ideas. I didn't always go down the party line. Even recently, I voted for Heidi Howell for sheriff. I was going for ideas, things to actually get done. It seems more and more nowadays, you've actually got to look and see if there's a D by the side of that name. Because they strictly vote party lines on the big stuff that really matters. Democrats will vote for Democrats. You know, hey, Daley's a good guy. People like Daley. He's a Democrat. He's the only Democrat that, you know, votes for gun regulation that makes sense. He, you know, didn't vote for anything that the Democrats did in this last legislature for all the red flag laws and stuff like that. So good for him. He believes in the Second Amendment. But he voted for everything else that was crazy that the Democrats were pushing. So you have to go with the majority. Just because he believes in Second Amendment doesn't mean that he doesn't go with his party on everything else. So, sorry. I'm talking to as many people as I can in Daley's area, because he's a Democrat and he needs to be out of there. Whether Jill Dickman runs again, a Republican needs to be in that seat. Same thing for Mike Sprinkle's seat. I don't even know who they appointed to fill it, but they need to be out as well. You need to start looking into who is going to be running for what in the 2020 election. It's imperative that people start throwing their names in now and you start doing your research, or we start talking about it. It reminds me, I got a call from James Settlemyer last night while I was working in my studio, and I didn't get a chance to call him back because I only got it this morning. I need to call him back, don't I? KKFT, it's the Monica Jay Show, live and local FM talk for all of Northern Nevada. You want to talk about it? This is the place to do it. Even if you live in Smith and Mason Valley, because that's where we're heard on, is 92.3 FM. It's KKFT, 99.1 FM talk. KKFT 99.1 FM talk. Talk lines are open at 884-9910. Also, Monica at 991fmtalk.com. Boy, I hope I didn't, irritate Adam Laxalt that he didn't want to come on with me anymore, because we have an alternate representative, Andy Matthews, with the Morning in Nevada PAC. Good morning, good morning, Andy.
Good morning. And for the record, I can't imagine irritating anybody ever, Monica. So of course that is not
yeah.
The case. Adam's got a lot on his plate this morning, but I'm happy to join you.
All right, I'm going to start forwarding you some of the emails I get, since you feel that way. You can help me respond to them.
I'll compare mine. I get a lot of those too.
Yeah, I'm sure you do. Hey, how are we getting set for the Basque Fry coming up?
Boy, you know, we've got so much interest this year, and we're just so thrilled with the way this is coming together and the program and the agenda we've got. And we're thrilled actually this morning to announce that the Honorable Mick Mulvaney has joined the speaker lineup for the Basque Fry.
Really?
So that puts us, absolutely, and we could not be more ecstatic about this. You know, this puts us at, you know, 6 announced speakers for the event. Not only do we have Mick Mulvaney, but of course we've announced Mercedes Schlapp and Matt Schlapp, Corey Lewandowski, mm-hmm. Matt Whitaker, the former acting attorney general, John Fund, a very prominent conservative journalist. And, you know, we're not done. We're going to be announcing more in the coming days. And keep in mind that I know Adam touched on this the other day, but, you know, the Basque Fry now is just one day of a 2-day event that is the inaugural CPAC West. And so we're going to have a full day on Friday, that's September 13th, in Reno with a lot of speakers and policy-focused panels, and then following that up with this great 5th annual Basque Fry on September 14th at Corley Ranch in Gardnerville. And boy, we just could not be more thrilled at the way this is coming together.
Now, Adam didn't really give me any panel speakers. Will you give us some panel speakers for Friday?
You know, we are in the process, and much like Adam, you know, I've been in conversations over these past couple weeks with a number of speakers or potential panelists, and we've got a few that we are going to be actually announcing in this coming week, I anticipate. And so what you're going to see is, I think, kind of a steady stream of announcements from us. Most of the attention so far in terms of what we've been sharing publicly, you know, has been a focus on speakers for the Bass Fry itself on that Saturday. But we're going to be in the next couple of weeks here starting to share and publicly announce the names of those who are going to be joining us for Friday. And unfortunately, I still can't share those, although I do believe that both Matthew Whitaker and John Fund are going to be part of the agenda for Friday in addition to Saturday. But there's going to be so many more, and I know that between Adam and myself, we'll absolutely love to come on and share that with you as we're able to confirm them.
Like I told Adam, I hope I'm the first call. So please just come knocking on the door. You know the door is always open for you guys. What's the cost of the fifth annual Bass Fry?
Yep. So the Bass Fry tickets are $40, and that's sort of an early bird price that goes through August 30th. After that, it does go up to $55. So get them now. I can tell you we have seen a real surge in just these past few days in ticket sales. So they are going fast, and your listeners,
I bet, after you announced Corey Lewandowski, because he's getting really involved now and may even be running for Senate. And that's going to be interesting. I hope he does.
Yeah, he'll certainly be a great draw, and there will be a lot of buzz around him, but our other speakers as well. And I think, you know, I think just as we have announced in recent days, you know, more and more high-profile speakers, we really are seeing just an explosion in interest for this event. And I think your listeners will want to take advantage, if they can, of that early bird price, $40 through August 30th. And I got to tell you too, Monica, you know, the Bass Fry is always such a great event in and of itself, with, you know, great food and family-friendly entertainment and the great speaker lineup. You know, but this year, I think that the mission and the cause that this event and that Morning in Nevada PAC exists to serve is so much more important probably than ever. And, you know, what we saw in this last legislative session with just the radical, reckless agenda that Nevada's Democrats were pushing on our state, you know, this constitutionally dubious tax increase, you know, their curbing of Second Amendment rights, their attempts to turn Nevada into a sanctuary state, their end run attempt around the Electoral College. I mean, these are all ideas, and you know, it's part of an agenda that really undermines what has long made Nevada so special. And I think we got a very stark reminder in this year's legislative session of how radical today's Democratic Party really is. And so this event, this Bass Fry, is, I think, more than anything, you know, the kickoff point, the beginning rallying point for conservatives, principal conservatives in our state to begin our effort and renew our commitment to defending what is special about Nevada, taking our state back, you know, from the radical left. And it's just thrilling to see that so many prominent national figures are joining us in that fight.
Yeah, I mean, it should be a slap in the face to everybody to wake up, even Democrats, that our tax dollars have to be used to sue the governor because he broke the Nevada Constitution and went against the will of the people and signed that tax increase. So, I mean, come on. That's something everybody should be upset about.
And it just shows you the length that Democrats are willing to go to in order to raise our taxes. You know, it's a two front assault on our wallets and our state constitution at the same time. And it's just completely egregious. And, you know, I'm glad to see that, you know, this fight is moving forward. And I think, you know, on the merit, it's very clear that what they did was wrong. And I wish that were I could say that was the worst of the worst in this last session. But there was so much more that they threw at us. And it's time to begin the fight to retake our state, and we look forward to that on September 14th.
So where can people go to pre-purchase their tickets and find out more information?
Yep. So the website is morninginnevadapac.org, and that's Morning in Nevada, all spelled out, PAC, P-A-C, .org, and that's where people can sign up to volunteer for the event. They can learn more about Morning in Nevada PAC and our mission. And, of course, as we just touched on, they can buy their Bass Fry tickets, $40 through August 30th. They'll want to take advantage of that early bird special, and we look forward to seeing all your listeners, and hopefully you as well, Monica, Corley Ranch, September 14th.
Well, I already told you what it was going to take to get me there, so just keep reading that email.
Well, you know, I know you've been there in the past, and I know a lot of people from Northern Nevada and really all over the state and even neighboring states have taken the opportunity to come to this event, and it just gets better and better every year. And we'll get you there this year. Looking forward to it.
All right. Thank you. Andy Matthews, the Morning in Nevada PAC, morninginnevadapac.org, if you want to go ahead and pre-purchase your tickets. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. We are the home of Fox News. It's time for a quick update on 99.1 FM Talk. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk, also proudly being heard in Yerington and Smith Valley on 92.3 FM. Don't forget about the big fair this weekend in Lyon County. There's going to be all kinds of fun stuff going on. And I would like to briefly read you a quick email here. Thank you, Skip. I appreciate this. Good day, Ms. Monica. I'm a Mrs., but that's okay. I don't mind being called Ms. I don't know, you can call me whatever you want, actually. I find you a refreshing voice on your KKFT radio station. Your pro-gun and anti-idiot politico stance is welcome in my world. I like that. Anti-idiot. That's going to be my new slogan. Pro-gun and anti-idiot. Thank you, Skip, for that. I spent some time thinking how to form my thoughts to you. If you get a chance to peruse this email, please note, appeasement to President Trump or the left is not an option. Background checks are not the problem or all the solutions. Giving away freedom and personal security is. History is a great teacher, if you're aware. I'm responsible for my personal safety. I need tools for that, not a politician's kabuki dance of BS. Boy, isn't that what it is, Skip, I tell you. Or selling their honor out to the highest bidder. When the wolf is at my door, he best mind his manners. That is so true, Skip. And I'm so glad you wrote that. Because, yesterday we were talking about background checks of more importance. You know, background checks that actually have, I mean, the background checks that they do now, they're useless. They don't tell you anything of someone's background. Now, if you go into counseling, if you go into family counseling, if you've had a, you know, thought that maybe you just didn't want to be in this world anymore, that's okay. That's something that shouldn't be on a background check. Because, to be honest with you, I don't think there's a whole lot of people who haven't had those kind of thoughts. Especially nowadays, with the way things are going. If there is a mental illness, like schizophrenia, if there is illness in the form that you're going to harm someone, those are the types of things that should be on there. There's no easy answer. And God knows, I don't want to see any of our freedoms go away. Remember how we all fell into that trap with the Patriot Act? You know, NSA is only going to, you know, listen to a few calls, you know, find the bad guys. We can't find the bad guys if we don't know who they're talking to or what they're saying. People told us they're going to be monitoring everybody. They're going to be listening to everything. But the majority of people didn't listen. What's that saying? Give an inch, take a mile. I'm afraid for the background checks. That, I mean, already we have these government services that, I don't even know why they're called services. They don't do any service for anybody. CIA and FBI and all those other little, you know, three-lettered organizations out there, they don't talk to each other because they think that they're above each other. Well, you know, this is national security. We can't give you that. You know, a person's life may be on the line. Isn't that what national security is about? Shouldn't that information be shared with the other guys? Shouldn't that be shared with the gun owner or with the gun store owners? These red flag laws that they're putting into place, that no due process. We have a serious problem. But good guys with guns help solve the problems. A good guy with a gun, obviously, on his or her hip. Not being forced to conceal it, unless it just doesn't go with the outfit. You know, I like to tuck behind because sometimes it, you know, makes my hips look so wide. But still easily able to get to. You force people now with these red flag laws to lock up their guns if there are children in the house. Well, that gun is there so you can protect those children in the house, in your home. Did you ever stop to think how they're going to enforce that? How they're going to make sure that if you have kids in the house, that your firearms are in a locked safe and they're not loaded? Why you would even have a gun that wasn't loaded is beyond me, but just ask yourself, how are they going to check on this? Are they going to come into my house? Are they going to say they have the authority to come into my house and check this? Red flag laws have to be stopped. Sisolak has to be stopped. Hardworking people, people with jobs, put together an organization to recall this governor because he is breaking the laws of this state. Things that were put into place. Find a Recall Sisolak rally near you. Go to Fight for Nevada. StandUpNevada.com. Find a rally near you. This Saturday, there's one in Fallon, Millennium Park, 12 o'clock. I'll be one of the guest speakers along with Angela Blass and a lot of other great people who have other Americans in mind to help protect them and get this governor out. I know others are saying, oh, he's already in there. It's sour grapes. You know, no, it's not sour grapes. This is what you do when someone is breaking the laws of this state and trying to fundamentally change this state. That's what you do. You get them out of office. You don't wait years of damage being done to do something about it. You do it now. Let's go to the phone lines at 884-9910 and check in with Custer. What would you like to talk about, Custer?
Hi, Monica. You know, you mentioned crime prevention. A guy with a gun is a big help. Person with a gun on their hip. But I'd like to get your comments. What happened in Florida at Stoneman Douglas and what happened down here at Mandalay Bay? We had guys with guns that are well-trained, and they didn't do anything. They froze.
Well, yeah, just like the cop in Florida who stood outside hearing the shots.
Okay, well,
that's
what
why
happened,
we.
Though? Why do you
we
think
have
somebody untrained would be better than somebody that's trained? Hey, what profession does that happen, Monica? Where somebody untrained is better than somebody trained? Can you name one profession?
When, hang on. When did I ever say untrained?
Well, no, but
I don't remember. I don't remember untrained coming out of my mouth. Just because you have a firearm and you are allowed to carry doesn't mean that you should be untrained. Any smart person who is going to carry a weapon into public is going to be trained. I had advanced training myself, which I recommend for everybody.
So I still want to know, though, you got people being paid to be there that are trained. They froze. Okay, what makes you think the average person, let's say you take your gun out, try to stop an incident, the police show up, you're liable to get shot yourself, like the black guy in Chicago, the black bouncer that got
you,
shot.
Again, Custer, you are trained. You talk to people like Joey Walker. We just had Joey Walker on the air the other day, and I asked him that specific question. What happens? What do you do? First off, you lay your weapon on the ground and say, legally to carry, I'm not the bad guy, and hopefully they listen and you follow law enforcement's instructions. But when you've got a shooter in Las Vegas, when they're shooting from God knows what window you're looking for, people who are trained in incidences like this know they don't just start firing off into a crowd. But if there is somebody who is armed around a person and they see the person who is shooting, killing people, they should be able to take that person out before law enforcement arrives 5 minutes later.
It doesn't happen that way, though, because look what happened in Las Vegas. The guy, the officer froze one floor below. He was fired a couple weeks ago. That's why he was fired.
And that's the way... And that's the way it should be. If you can't, people just hire security off the street, okay? That is the worst possible thing that you can do. They say, oh, you want to be in a security officer? It's the easiest thing. Just go down and take this test and do it. If that's the way people treat security in this country, then that is their fault. Security officers, even if you're just riding around in a car or you're working a concert, should be professionals. They should know how to shoot. They should be able to carry. If you don't want them carrying a gun, they should be able to carry high-power tasers. If you don't want them carrying that, your company should not be hired as security because you're completely going against what that word means. So, Custer, yes, mistakes are made, but people jump on this bandwagon to get everything banned and to get everybody background checked for the most minuscule thing that they don't follow through what is smart. Custer, I got to go. I got another call. Rick, thanks for calling the show. What would you like to talk about?
Hi, Monica. Been listening to you since you've been on the air. Love your show.
Thank you.
Just wanted to talk about the last caller. You know, there's been plenty of examples of even law enforcement with training not coming to the aid when it's needed. But also, there's also a lot of examples of concealed carry. There's been 17 instances in the last 2 years of coming to the rescue of people without training, or at least without being law enforcement. So I think it's important to protect our rights because once they're gone, they're gone.
Yeah. There's nothing in this world that we have fought for to get back. Once it's gone, it's gone. Once a tax is put in place, it never sunsets. It's the same thing. It's over and over. And we have to stop it now. And if we don't, well, this is exactly what our forefathers put this all in place for. Because it's
That's just right, like the sword.
It's just like the sword roundup. It goes all the way back to 1588 in Japan. You know, they came along and said, you know what? Farmers aren't allowed to have swords. They're not allowed to have short swords. They're not allowed to have any type of firearm. They're not allowed to have anything but farming equipment. And why was that? Because
they use it to defend themselves against.
Exactly. Against the samurais, which.
Yeah,
exactly. And that's why I always say we are the well-armed militia, Rick. And we have to just know in ourselves that if we're going to have a firearm, if we're going to own a firearm, then we practice with it, you know, even though the ranges are not open at our convenient times. But you practice with it, you learn how to handle it, you learn what it can and can't do, what you can and can't do, and you get training. It's personal responsibility. Thanks for the call, Rick. I really appreciate it. That's what it boils down to, people, is it's personal responsibility. Glenn, real quick, what did you want to talk about?
Well, the gentleman who was talking about armed people not having training, I work for a security company in California where Dave, the owner, wouldn't allow you to carry a gun if you couldn't shoot 575 score out of 600.
Oh, that's great.
You know,
and that's the way it is.
Yeah, it's just, you know, train to live, live to train.
I love that. Glenn, thank you so much for the call. I appreciate that. And that's what it is. If you are going to take on the responsibility of having a firearm to be there, to protect your rights, to protect those around you, it's common sense. You train. You learn how to use it. Once again, what else is gone in this world besides common sense? Personal responsibility. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. Love stirring the hornet's nest and getting people to talk, getting people to voice their opinions. 884-9910. Write that number down by the phone or whatever, or, you know, put it in your speed dial if you ever want to call in and voice your opinions. Also, Monica at 991fmtalk.com. That is my direct email. You can go through Jerry, you can go through info, you can do whatever, but Monica at 991fmtalk.com. I check it all weekend long because, well, I just like talking with you. I like the conversations that we have. Going back to our conversation of especially Las Vegas, you know what? We are never, ever going to know what fully happened in Las Vegas, to go through the mistakes that were made. A large outdoor venue, highly publicized, a man that had lost it, who legally purchased and owned multiple high power rifles. But remember, the hotel security was unarmed. And for the longest time, they didn't even know where the shots were coming from. Do you want to be completely locked down? Do you want to have all of your personal belongings searched and checked before you check into a hotel? Do you want to be scanned and wanded and your luggage gone through? When something finally happens, yeah, people do freeze. But then there are those people who don't. And I want more of them around me than the people who freeze. We have to keep a hold of our rights. People talk about Nazi Germany all the time. Well, let me tell you, just Google sword hunt in Japan and see what that tells you. This has been going on for thousands of years. Don't miss out on the Lyon County Fair. Don't miss out on the Bluegrass Festival at Bowers Mansion. And especially don't miss out on the Recall Sisalak Rally in Fallon, Millennium Park, 12 o'clock. I hope I see you there. Come up, say hi, get a hug. Don't get a hug. I'm a touchy person, so I give hugs. But just do something. Get out. Have a great time. And I can't think of anything that's better in my time than trying to get Governor Sisalak recalled. That's just how I like to do it. Millennium Park, 12 o'clock in Fallon. There's also going to be one coming up in Minden and another in Carson and one in Vegas. And just find out more. And keep it locked here all weekend because we got great shows. On 99.1 FM Talk, I will catch you back here on Monday. Have a great weekend. You know I will be thinking about you the entire time and things that we're going to talk about. But until then, have a great weekend.